episode 3016, The Great Wall.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend and enjoying some time with your sweetheart. Yes, it's relationship builders. And why not talk about love? But with love also comes difficulties, right? Are you building that great wall? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, marriage is a lifelong commitment that requires both spouses to work hand in hand, navigate through life's struggles and joys, and maintain a strong connection despite differences. Are you exhausted? I know. Marriage is work, but are you keeping a secret and building the great wall? It's interesting. I find that many couples seem to have everything going for them, right? They appear that, oh, it's perfect. A loving partner, stable finances, a beautiful home, and gorgeous kids. But deep inside, their marriage may not be as perfect as it seems. They may be building the great wall, brick by brick, a symbolic representation of everything they wish was different in their relationship. So how great is your marriage? Now, please be extremely honest with yourself. You're not having this conversation with me. I just want us to talk about it. I want to draw out some of your deep-seated thoughts that maybe you haven't stopped to take time and really think about. And remember, this isn't about who is better or if your neighbor has a better relationship than you. What matters is your relationship with your spouse. And if you're struggling, then it starts with honestly looking at where you are to know what you need to do. Change is a constant, and if something's not working, why not change it? Why not make some tweaks? Why not figure out, well, wait, if this isn't working, then maybe this could work. So let me ask you, are you and your spouse struggling with communication? Are there issues that continue to resurface time and time again? Are you having that same argument at dinner time 5 out of 7 days a week? Now, that's a big red flag there. You have to think about what is happening. And honestly, we don't. And there's not really a big deal about that. But when you're stuck with the dinner and dishes and dogs and you got the kids, oh my, and you're thinking, and now you want me to talk about my relationship and think about it? Shoot, I'm just lucky to get in bed before midnight. I'm lucky because if I wake up in the morning at 6, man, it starts all over again. And I become a grouch if I can't get to bed by midnight. The problem is we're just living amongst our responsibilities and our habits. We're not putting anything into our marriage. It's really become lifeless. It's just habit stricken. And that doesn't sound great either. I mean, do you have pizza every Friday night as a family? We used to. It was fun. We've changed it up. Partly because our pizza place that we love so much, well, they changed management. But we'll leave that for another episode. But if you're that family who has pizza every Friday night, then you're not giving any thought to what happens on Friday night. You just go, you come home, and you're like, oh, thank goodness, I don't have to worry about cooking. I know it's pizza. We're going to get the same 2 large pizzas and breadsticks. And maybe tonight we'll splurge on ice cream. Is there something that you wish your spouse would do differently, but you don't know how to bring it up? Do you sit here and feel like, gosh darn it, he does something, and the next thing you know, you're thinking, I wish he wouldn't do that. Yeah, and you're talking through your teeth because you're gritting them. Doesn't sound real great, does it? What kind of feeling does that bring up for you? If any of this sounds a little too familiar, don't despair. You can tear down the great wall that you've been building and strengthen your relationship. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Tear down the great wall. If you have been building it up, the only way to tear it down is one brick at a time. And some would say, gosh, it's going to take forever. Yeah. Think how long it's taken to build it up as much as it has. And that's why I want you to be honest, not with me, with yourself. I had a coming to Jesus moment yesterday and it had nothing to do with my marriage, my relationship or anything. I was doing some deep thought and some deep work and what I want to do with Create You Now and where I believe God is taking us and the journey that I've been on and what I want to do to help other women and men out there. What does it look like? And it's one of these things where when you're dealing with a small team, right? My team is my family. And when we have the small team, it's wonderful. We all work really hard. But let me tell you, it's hard to get a lot done. It's hard to move fast enough. And I'm one who, when I, you know, was how I was raised up, my father instilled in me that, you know, perfection, you want excellence. Now, I've changed the word perfection. He used the word perfection. I use the word excellence. And so I do strive for excellence because I want to thrive for God. And I do believe they go hand in hand, and I believe it's a healthy thing, okay? This is where I'm at, though. Maybe not where you're at. But I had this coming to Jesus moment, and you see, I was building up my own brick wall. It had nothing to do with my marriage, but it had everything to do with my passion and my love for you, for Creature Now, for God. And I was sitting here going, why am I doing this? And literally for about an hour and a half, I took it down one brick at a time. Now, this was a monologue. Okay, really, it was a dialogue with me and God. But at first, it started out with just in my head. And I was like, why are you feeling this way? What's coming up for you? Why is it? Why are you hesitating here? Why are you driven more this way? Same goes for our marriage. Our marriage is a relationship. It's supposed to be a duo, not a single. You're in it together to win it together. So much of our life and marriage is really spent upon, well, what do I want? And we forget about the we. Well, how unfair is that? Now, yes, we could have a conversation here of saying, well, my spouse doesn't give me what I need. I get that. But remember, your spouse is not going to give you 100% of what you need. Only God can. But we'll leave that too for another episode. But when you have built up this wall, you got to be able to take it down. And it takes one brick at a time. So there are many ways you can take down those bricks. And I want you to look at it from the point of what you can do in your everyday. I don't want this to be a struggle. I don't want this to be, gosh, it's too cumbersome, Christiane. I can't go there. I can't do it. I'm already too tired. I got three young kids. We've been married for 15 years. I'm just barely getting through. I went back to school. My house is a mess. Finances, they're tight. We're getting by, but they're tight. Where are you on that spectrum? You see, I don't want this to be, gosh, another thing I have to do. I have to write all this stuff down. No, you don't. But I do want you to listen. And I want you to let it pour into your heart. And I want you to think about, what if I didn't have the Great Wall? What if? So how do you tear it down? Number one, you got to listen to each other. I cannot stress this enough. You must practice active listening. Take the time to listen to your spouse without judgment and give them the space to share their feelings, concerns, and experiences. We all need time to decompress after a long day. Give that to your spouse. And yes, that means that you can have an honest conversation with your spouse and say, you know what, I need some decompression too. So for me, I'm a verbal listener. So can you just sit down? You don't even have to respond. Just sit there and listen to me. Let me get this off my chest and then we can go about our evening. But maybe it doesn't happen every day. Because women, I'm here to tell you, we like to retell the story over and over and over again. And men, they want you to get right to the point. They don't want to hear how many different ways you looked at it. They don't want to hear that in one scenario, you're talking about all the colors, and then the next scenario, you're like, all the feelings. Nope. They want it straight and to the point. So we have to keep in mind who we're speaking to. And yes, it works both ways, but someone still has to start it. So listen to each other. And when you do this, remember that listening is not just about hearing the words or the phrases that your spouse is speaking, but also acknowledging their emotions and validating their feelings. Now, you don't have to agree with their feelings, but their feelings do need to be acknowledged because that belongs to them. That belongs to your husband. That belongs to your wife. And when you truly listen to your spouse, they're going to feel heard and understood, which strengthens your bond and builds trust. Trust is a foundational, pivotal marking point in any relationship, but specifically to marriage. You got to have trust. And trust isn't just given, it's earned. So listen to each other. With each conversation you actively listen to, it's one brick removed from the great wall. Number two, increase physical touch. Now let me just say this. Technology has destroyed intimacy. Can I get an amen? Like seriously. It really has. Everything is a text, which becomes a quote-unquote pretend feeling that is justified and expressed via an emoji. Seriously? That's what physical touch is now? Come on. Think about it. Think about how many times you're intimate with your husband, with your wife. Is it one to where it is consensual as in you both want it? Or is it like, oh, it's just because, so fine, I will just get it over with. Come on, be honest. You want to increase the physical touch where you both want it. You don't want it just to be one-sided. Physical touch is crucial in any relationship, but especially in marriage. It's a way to connect on a deeper level. It's a way to express affection and to communicate love. It's God-given. It's beautiful. So try to increase the physical touch you give your spouse throughout the day. It can be a simple hug. Yes, you can throw an emoji out there every once in a while. I get it. I do it with my husband. But don't let that be the only thing that you consider to be quote-unquote physical, right? Technology will destroy it. Don't let it go down that road. Maybe it's holding hands when you're sitting in the living room at the end of the day, or maybe a kiss on the cheek, or just brush along the shoulders, or a quick little massage. It doesn't even have to be anything major, but you just kind of squeeze the shoulders like five times and then you go on to the next thing. Increasing the amount of touch in your relationship creates a feeling of closeness and it boosts your spouse's mood. And when you're feeling good, another brick comes down from the Great Wall. Because you see, when you give, the bricks that even you put up can be taken down by your spouse too. Yeah, it's pretty incredible that the Great Wall that you built can be taken down by both of you. And finally, number three, practice gratitude. Gratitude is an excellent way to strengthen your relationship and overcome the Great Wall. It's not about climbing over it or trying to go around it. It's taking it down. It's basically burying it. We're removing all of those bricks, all of those things that you think, man, he's just not worthy. There goes a brick. Oh, man, he messed up there. Not so good today. Oh, didn't do the dishes. Another one goes up. Pretty soon that baggage gets pretty heavy. But if you approach it with gratitude, it changes everything. The baggage becomes lighter because gratitude softens the heart and makes it more palpable to feel and to empathize. Sometimes our marriages need more empathy. Just because you are extra strong in something doesn't mean that your spouse is built emotionally and psychologically as you. Each of you are unique individuals, fearfully and wonderfully made. So practice gratitude by thanking your spouse for the little things they do every day. Now, maybe it's making breakfast or helping with a project or literally putting their shoes in the closet. Maybe it's doing the laundry for the first time in 10 years. Don't be like, oh, this is about daggum time. Don't have that under your breath feeling. Go and say, babe, I know you are swamped, but thank you so much for helping me with the towels today. I really do appreciate it. That speaks volumes. It means so much. But you see, we have to come at it from a perspective of not a brick that says, oh, you messed up again. You should be doing better. Why haven't you been doing the laundry these past 10 years? But oh, no, wait, take the brick down. You did the laundry for me today, and that's what matters. That's what counts. By acknowledging their efforts, you build an environment of appreciation and respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, right? Strengthening your relationship and increasing intimacy. The Great Wall of Marriage is something that many couples face, but unfortunately, it's also the greatest secret kept. So I want to give you one thing I've used myself in our marriage and even in other relationships. It's called the joy jar. Now, the joy jar can be used for many different things, but I love the joy jar because you can have one person participate. You can have the family do it. Everybody can have their own jars. But right now, I just want you to think about husband and wife, okay? The two of you. Your spouse and you. You have a joy jar for each of you. Now, if you're in a relationship where things are a little bit kind of dicey, then start with a joy jar that you're just going to put in for your spouse. So we're going to name our spouse Tom. And in Tom's jar, we're going to put all these wonderful things that he does. So if he thanks me for cooking him dinner, I'm going to write in there, he thanked me with an extra exclamation point for cooking him dinner. Or he complimented me on my dinner this evening. And I'm going to put that piece of paper in there. And I'm just going to build that joy jar up. You don't even have to tell Tom, your spouse, that you're doing this. You just do it. You can mark it on there, decorate it. You don't even have to go out and buy anything expensive. Grab just a piece of paper, or if you want to recycle, grab something that you knew you were going to throw away and use the back of it. Write it down, or you can make it as fancy as you want. You can go and get glitters and all of this and put joy jar and make it pretty and make it fit in with your, you know, kitchen. I love to have mine in the kitchen. Why? Because I see it. I'm in the kitchen every single day. I shouldn't be, but that's for another episode. But seriously, right? So have it where you're going to visit it often. And I'm telling you right now, you could put on there joy jar for Tom and put for Tom a little bit smaller. And I guarantee you, that jar is going to be there and your spouse is going to be like, Tom's going to come around the corner and be like, what's this? He's going to ignore it, not a big deal. And then one day you're not going to be in that kitchen. And he's going to look out of curiosity and he's going to be like, she's keeping track of what goodness I do, the great things I do. Wow, that's pretty spectacular and kind of her. Right? It changes the outlook. It changes the perception that your spouse now thinks that, oh, you're building that great wall, all of negativity because, man, you're chewing down me upside down all around, throwing me four-letter words, all of this. I can't do right. You complain, you yell at me, right? Come on, we've all been there. But now, no, there's this beauty that's sitting right there that says, wow, she's thankful for. Amazing. It's going to change the conversation. Now, if you both are in a semi-good place together, then do a joy jar together. You each have your own. Joy jar for Sue. Joy jar for Tom. And in that, you put things in there. And don't sit there and be like, I got to have more. Why isn't he putting any in there? Maybe one is a whole paragraph. Don't judge each other's jar by how full it is. Be grateful. And this is a great activity. It really does. And then if you guys are having issues with kids and you're like, oh, I just need them to understand this, or I need them to empathize more, or to understand, I want them to grow, I want them to gain confidence. You can use a joy jar for so many things, so many things. So I give that to you with permission to utilize, because it's fun. And it really does allow you, every single piece of paper that you put in is a brick that you take down. Seriously. And sometimes we need the removal of the bad with the good, because we just have a hard time taking it out. We remember more of the negative than we do the positive. It's unfortunately how our human brains are wired, yes, because we're sinful creatures. So my friend, it's time to drop the secrets. The Great Wall doesn't have to be the end of your marriage. You have the opportunity every day to impact your spouse in a special way. You can either build the Great Wall or build up your spouse and let the wall fall. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.